This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Baseball is back, and here are some highlights. Dimitri Young hit 3 home runs for the Detroit Tigers. What a game. The Washington Nationals lost their first game, and Joe Randa's home run in the bottom of the 9th capped a Reds comeback over the Mets. Also, 38 players, minor leaguers, were suspended for steroid use. That's the way it goes this year. Heart-pumping moments tempered by the latest steroid news. With opening day out of the way, Day to Day's Mike Pesca talked to a collection of fans and sports writers and players to try to figure out their strategy for watching this upcoming season. Take us out to the ballgame, Mike.
The calliope outside Yankee Stadium has been playing the same song for years, but fans there on Sunday night were forced to reconsider the attitudes that they brought to the game.
I'll still enjoy going to games. I'm still a baseball lover, but yeah, I think in the back of my head, I'll say, you know, it's not quite the same as it could be.
The bottom line is that we all have a love affair with baseball, and love is something that requires a lot of forgiveness. So I think that, you know, fans have been burned from time to time, but we forgive.
You're not going to, you know, boycott baseball so that people stop doing steroids. Like, you go to enjoy it, to see a good, like, clean baseball game. And, yeah, it stinks that that goes on, but it's not going to change.
After the first pitch, it's still baseball, pal.
Brian Jay, Kim Maggeri, and Ron Siegel, Yankee fans who sat through leaked grand jury testimony and congressional hearings during the offseason, who are now supposed to focus only on the smell of the pine tar and the roar of the crowd. You're not supposed to care if you ever come back, but baseball makes it tough. Jim Boughton, author of the seminal baseball memoir Ball 4, has a coping mechanism. The words opening day remind Boughton of a time even earlier than when he pitched for the Yankees and shared a locker room with Mickey Mantle.
I guess my thoughts wander back to, opening day when I was a kid. It was the day that you went down to the store and you bought a ball, a new ball, and you brought it down to the field, and this was the ball that would smell like this and look like this, but only for one day. Because at the end of the day, it would be pretty beat up and dirty, and then you'd use it again the next day. And by the end of the summer, you'd be wrapping, tape around it to keep it together. But boy, it sure smelled great that first time out of the box, and that was always opening day for me.
Baseball has always meant exuberance, youth, and rebirth. Each game is a series of lulls punctuated by intense moments. That also describes the history of the sport itself. We're in one of those moments right now, says writer Gary Smith. Smith thinks about the current moment by remembering the last one. In 1998, Mark McGwire was chasing Roger Maris's single-season record of 61 home runs. Smith recalls being in the bleachers, asking fans what they would do if they caught a record-setting ball.
Not just for me, it was a moral referendum. I just remember talking with so many people up there about what are you going to do if you catch the ball? And it was all about morality, integrity of McGwire, the integrity of the game. So many people were so fervent and just had that real innocence of baseball. Their childhoods were all coming onto the table, and they wanted to do the right thing.
As Smith reported in a recent Sports Illustrated story, the fans who caught home runs 60, 61, and 62 are still glad they gave the balls back to McGwire. But the guy who caught and sold number 70 is glad, too. He feels vindicated by the lack of integrity he sees in the game today. Today, Smith says, we're living through the dark side of that glorious chase. The game is testing us again.
As a fan, you act in a certain way, and do you let knowledge that comes in later or from the outside about these people affect that moment, or do you kind of build a wall around that moment? Does that mean too much to you, that moment?
And even if you answer that question for yourself, what do you tell the children? Yankees fan Dan Livingston took a shot at that one.
I would tell them the same thing that you tell them about life in general. There's going to be some bad mixed in with the good, but don't give up the faith.
Sensible enough, but of course, that would destroy the process of mythologizing baseball. Which may be a good thing, says Jim Boughton, because even young fans would be better served if they realized players were far from gods.
Fans should look at professional athletes like they would look at their pets. They're fun to play with, and they can chase a stick in the backyard, and you can get a lot of enjoyment out of them. But don't have any expectations beyond that, and then you fully enjoy your pet.
Tell that to the guy painted red at Fenway Park in late October. Some people can only function if their belief in a political party or a religious faith is absolute. Some reject those institutions outright. Others compartmentalize. Baseball is a game, but it's an institution also. And if you're sitting in the stands and you catch that ball, you have to decide whether to throw it back or to wrap it in tape until winter. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.